The First General Conference of Sabbath-Keeping Adventists. While up to this time little companies of believers met together to study in meetings loosely termed as conferences, it was this meeting in the unfinished chamber of Albert Belden's home at Rocky Hill that Ellen White later referred to as the first conference that was ever held among Seventh-day Adventists. James White spoke of it as the first under the message, the Review and Herald, September 29, 1863. The meeting had been called by E.L.H. Chamberlain, of Middletown, Connecticut, and was to be held at Rocky Hill, some 8 miles north. Thursday evening, when the meeting opened, 15 people had come together. Ellen White described what took place as the conference got underway. Friday morning the brethren came in until we numbered about 50. These were not all fully in the truth. Our meeting that day was very interesting. Brother Bates presented the commandments in a clear light, and their importance was urged home by powerful testimonies. The word had effect to establish those already in the truth and to awaken those who were not fully decided. Exuberant in his report of the meeting, James White declared, "God gave his servants the truth in a clear light, and they spoke it with solemn power." Brother Bates's principal subject was the commandments. He was able to make the case plain that the only entrance to life was by keeping the commandments, and to break them was sure death, eternal. Ellen spoke with considerable power of what God showed her in vision concerning the Sabbath. J.W. to Leonard and Elvira Hastings, April 27, 1848. Of this general meeting of those united in the Sabbath truth, White wrote, "Our conference which closed Monday morning was deeply interesting. I never attended a better meeting. There are many things of deep interest which occurred during the meeting, but I have not time to state all. The dear children parted with great love for each other. All had a better meeting than they expected. All were blessed, Ibid." James and Ellen White had come to the conference with no settled conviction as to what their next step might be. They thought that they might stay in Connecticut or Massachusetts a few weeks and then return to Maine, although there was nothing to call them to Maine more than to any other place. He declared, "We have nothing else to do but to serve God and go where God opens the way for us. I hope to be able to do all my duty to God and my dear brethren," Ibid.